Hello? 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 Fantastic. You can really feel the buzz in the room. It's great. And good news, it's a bit cooler in here. So we're all looking good. A very, very warm welcome to you all, both in the room and online globally, to BioIntegrates 2022. I think that deserves a round of applause. Thank you. So my take-home message is keep the buzz going. Get the most out of today. Really enjoy it. We haven't been together for so long. I'm not going to bore you or patronize you with how good that feels to be in a room again. And sorry, people online, by the way. We're also pleased to have you with us. Very warm welcome. It's going to be a great day. I really want to welcome you all, and I really hope that you enjoy it. I'm Martino Picardo. I'm chairman of Discovery Park, and I am chairman and honored to be chairman of the advisory board. And big thank you to Claire for setting up the agenda today, and I hope you enjoy it. And as always, Samuel, Chris, and Joe will be looking for feedback from each and every one of you, and I'll be hoping that each and every one of you comes to me through the day and tells me what you do and what you don't like. Packed agenda, very difficult to please everyone. Really want to get your feedback and move this forward as a group, as a community. That's why BioIntegrates was set up. It's a passion of mine that we needed this community. We needed a separate one for MedTech. MedTech Integrates follows us in June, and that then leads nicely into Pharma Integrates and all the other great things that Life Science Integrates are doing. A big thank you to Chris and Joe and Samuel and their team, which is ever growing because they're doing more and more, for the great work in getting us all together. Today is about people, products, and projection. And again, I'm not going to patronize you, but set some challenges, really. Are we doing the right things? Are we setting up our teams early enough, properly enough, with the right skill base? Are we able to attract the right skills? Do we have the right leadership skills in place? Is there a new skill that we're not really able to tap into? Everybody talks about digital, AI, digital twins. What impact is that actually having? Is that making a difference? And Catherine, somewhere in the audience, it'd be remiss of me not to say culture, leading for change, you know, those are important aspects of what we do and how we do it. Diversity is a big one. And I am so looking forward to how and if girls want to have fun later on. And I'm so looking forward to hearing what we're doing and how we're preparing for the next pandemic, because a lot of good things, I know we've all suffered, but some good things have come out of this for the life science community. In my own space, there has never been more demand for space and lab space in life sciences in the UK. There has never been more investment. There has never been a more important role for government to play in that non-dilutive investment. That's what keeps us going. That's what attracts investment. Now being on the other side with Discovery Park Ventures, it's so nice to give money out rather than to go cap in hand and begging for it. So, products. Are we scaling up the right way? You know, we've got lots of good startups. Maybe we don't translate well enough. More of that in a moment with the fireside chats. We could do better. We need to do more in the neurospace, more of that later in the fireside chats, hopefully. And scaling up to manufacture, you know, bringing manufacturing and advanced manufacturing back to the UK where it needs to be, essential. And projection, are we going in the right direction? Have we really learned the important lessons post-pandemic? Are we collaborating enough? Are we partnering enough? Do we need more capital investment, Bradley? Do we need more other types of investment? What's going on with the culture around life sciences in the UK? So much good things came out of that vaccine story. Have we learned from that? Are we doing more of it? I worry that we don't keep the momentum going. So there are the challenges from my perspective. Big thank you to you all. I really hope you enjoy the day. I was going to say I will see you later at the end of the day, but I'm about to come back in again. So remember, people, products, projection, and tell Samuel, tell me what's missing, what we could do better next time. Okay, enjoy the day. The breakout sessions follow the fireside chats. The people one is in here. Products is in Beaumont and projection is in Sydney. So choose your flavor, move around, mingle, make sure you network, make sure you go to the exhibition areas, and big thank you to all of the sponsors for helping us out, and enjoy the day online as well. Okay, let's move on. And we'll start with our first fireside chat, and I'd love to invite Andreas to the stage. Okay.